RTE Radio 1 Sport with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
A look ahead to the weekend sport once again now with Des Cahill.
Yeah, and coming up, Donal Lennon on the Lions selection. But a reminder that last night saw Manchester United and Spanish side Villarreal qualify for this year's Europa League final. Villarreal went to London and drew nil-all with Arsenal in the second leg of their semi-final, so they advanced 2-1 on aggregate. Despite hitting the woodwork twice, it was a tame exit for Arsenal, who didn't play particularly well. And a night of great joy for Villarreal and their manager Unai Emery, who was sacked by Arsenal in 2019. Meanwhile, despite losing 3-2 to Roma last night, Manchester United advance on an 8-5 aggregate thanks to their 6-2 win in the first leg. Edison Cavani scored both of their goals last night. The final will be played in Gdansk in Poland on the 26th of May. But before that, and despite the joy of reaching a final, United have begun a run of 4 games in 8 days. What does manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer make of that?
It's unheard of. Made by people who've never played football at this level. Physically impossible for the players to do it. After being here, doing Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday is impossible. So we've not been dealt a good hand, but we'll have to play it as well as we can.
And just on that, how is the squad? Is there a clean bill of health after this game? Has everyone come through it okay?
Yeah, I hope so. We're going to need everyone anyway in these 4 games, and we've just got to see how they are on Sunday morning. We play at 2 o'clock on Sunday, so that's short turnaround, but we'll have to be ready, and that's just how it is.
A tough schedule at home. There are 2 games this evening in the Premier Division. Derry City host Longford at 5:45. Dundalk meets Sligo Rovers at 7:45 on RTE2. The other games are tomorrow evening as St Pat's continue to chase down the leaders Shamrock Rovers. St Pat's head coach Stephen O'Donnell sees his side in second place, and despite Shamrock Rovers' record-breaking run of 30 unbeaten matches, he thinks they can be caught.
Ah, look, you see, every team across the globe, you know, the best of the best teams get beat. You know, there's no team that's impenetrable or either, but there are teams that overcome week on week, are very good and have lots of quality, and it's all relevant, obviously, in the League of Ireland. Shamrock Rovers are that team. They have players that can change the game in an instant, and they have a big squad and they have a lot of quality. So we know, as I said, what we do know going in week, every week when you play Shamrock Rovers, is we're going to have to be at our best or somewhere very close to our best to get something from the game, and we're well aware of that, but we also know we have good players also. So third games you look forward to as a coach and as a player, you look forward to pitting your wits against the best teams.
Stephen O'Donnell. Now, the top match in the First Division this evening sees the leaders Athlone Town play Shelburne, while in England, Leicester City will hope to cement their Champions League spot when they host Newcastle United. So as the Irish rugby world adapts to the surprise inclusions and exclusions from the Lions squad yesterday, the action continues in the Rainbow Cup this evening. Munster hosting Ulster at Thomond Park at 8:15. It's live on RTE Radio 1 Extra. But a lot of talking points from the Lions selection, and of course, who better to discuss it than Donal Lennon, who has captained the Lions, who was manager for a tour to Australia, and crucially was twice a selector. So morning, Donal.
Morning, Des.
It's been said that not having an Irish coach in the selection process would have been a disadvantage for the Irish players. What's your take on that?
I think, you know, it certainly doesn't help not having an Irish presence when you're coming down to picking the last, say, 8 or 10 players. I think Warren Gatland, prior to the final selection meeting, yes, on Wednesday, he had asked all the other coaches to submit what would be their squad of 36 players. And interestingly, in that 36, all of the 5 guys around the table, there was 25 players common to everybody, which, you know, which happens. There's a lot of standout selections. Mm-hmm. So therefore, when you get down to the last 10 slots, obviously having somebody in the room who knows the intricacies, the qualities, and even the social and mental qualities that a player might bring in a Lions context, which is always huge, that can help to swing the decision one way or the other. So, look, it's no doubt, I think some of the Irish may have been slightly disadvantaged by that in those marginal calls. But otherwise, I thought for me, the most interesting point from Gatland was, look, he said if they were touring New Zealand or Australia, it could be a slightly different squad.
And explain that a little further.
Well, the bottom line is when you're going to South Africa, everything is predicated on the physicality of the opposition. You go back to what South Africa did to all opposition to England in the final of the World Cup, where they're just, they overload their forwards. They have a what they call a bomb squad, six, a whole new front five who come off the bench with 30 minutes to go, and they just look to obliterate you. So I think from a selection process, the Lions look to emulate that. I mean, they were going to bring 36 players. They added another player, which was obviously Courtney Laws, because he hadn't got an availability card prior to selection. And the reason for that is they now have six second rows in their squad. So they want to match that physicality up front. In other positions, I think that may have swung. Like James Ryan, obviously, he was disadvantaged, missed a lot of the Six Nations. Probably unfortunate that they came up against a massive La Rochelle pack last weekend in the semi-final of the Champions Cup. James was obviously struggling match fitness-wise. And as a consequence of that, Johnny Hill, who's more of a bruiser, he got in ahead of him. So in those marginal calls, I think by virtue of the fact that they're going to South Africa, and Gatland was the forwards coach in 2009 when the Lions were just blown away in the opening test physically. And I think that has remained as part of his selection process ever since.
Okay, interesting. Donal Lennon, thanks as ever for joining us here on Morning Ireland. Now in golf, after the first round of the Wells Fargo Championship in North Carolina, Phil Mickelson leads. He's on 7 under par. Shane Lowry and Seamus Power are level par. Rory McIlroy is 1 over. And play is underway on day 2 of the European Tourist Canary Island Championships, where Italy's Francesco Laporta leads on 9 under. Paul Dunn goes out soon. He's tied for 6th place on 6 under. Niall Carney is 3 under. In racing, Aidan O'Brien had a big win at Chester yesterday when Japan won the Ormond Stakes. The feature races there today are the Chester Cup and the Huxley Stakes, while racing at home is at Downpatrick and Cork. And finally, of course, reminder, the intercounty GAA season returns this weekend with widespread coverage across all channels on RTE and the Allianz Hurling League. See Saturday Sport Run for 8 hours tomorrow from 2 until 10.